Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Friday Nightcap. I am your host, Imaja Day. This is Taylor Days and Thomas Carter. Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
Hopefully everybody has had a good week and ready for an awesome show. We're going to keep it light a little bit. We're going to discuss a few things. And, you know, just kick it. You know? So, if I want to go on and put the disclosure out there, and we'll jump into the show.
Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Thomas Carter. And I would like to tell y'all, first and foremost, welcome to the show once again. And this show is not for the weak part, not for the faint, not for the prude, not for anybody who has deep religious ties in the community as such. Now, if you feel as though this show may be, I would suggest that you take your tail, hang up this phone, and go practice. Because the rest of us over here, we're going to go have us a good time. We're going to drink, we're going to talk shit. We're going to say a million and one different cuss words which you may not like, and we're just going to have a good time. So, enjoy.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Thomas, for bringing us the disclosure for this evening. Tonight, we are going to talk about those awkward moments during sex. And so this is from the lovely mind of Taylor Dane. So, Taylor, please expound on your awkward moments.
See, first of all, what we're not going to do is say that I had an awkward moment. I said we're going to talk about people's awkward moments. See, as of the past few weeks, I haven't had any awkward moments. Thank you very much. Yes.
I didn't know. I mean, I was saying.
But you have had one, though.
Thomas, why don't you mind your business? Nobody asked you all that. Why?
You know what? I'll just be quiet. I'll be quiet.
No, I have, all jokes aside, I have had a couple. We all know I am the leader of the clumsy committee. Like, I've done plenty of awkward things. It's just clumsy. Yeah. I have. But the past few weeks or so, I've been pretty good. No clumsy moment. But don't laugh at me. Don't do that.
Everybody laughed. Ain't nobody said nothing.
Don't chuckle. Don't laugh. None of that.
I'm not gonna promise it.
You.
Thomas will laugh.
You know what, Tom? Anyway,
go ahead, girl. I already know. You probably chuckle to yourself. Go ahead now.
All right. So there was this one time where I caught myself, I was dancing, and I caught myself being a stripper, and my shoes and my panties didn't cooperate, and I just took a tumble, just a bad tumble. Yeah.
I'm sorry that that happened to you. What are you laughing at?
Because the way you said it.
I sounded like I was talking to one of my clients, like, you know what, I'm very sorry that you're having to go through that. No, like, I don't know. I mean, did your panties get caught in your shoe or you just tumbling forward?
Yeah, because I was, like, trying to take them down and step out of them. At the same, it was too much. I was doing too much at one time. I had too much to drink. It was just, I was just seeing too much.
Okay. It's all right. You didn't hurt nothing, did you? You hurt nothing.
No.
Okay, good. Didn't hurt nothing. You didn't have to go to the ER and say, I got a bump on my head because I fell while I was trying to strip. And my panties got caught on my heel. You know, that type of stuff.
Can you imagine being the guy trying to explain what happened? like literally. Like, it's like, oh, okay, now you go to the ER and now you're like, oh, yeah, what happened? So she fell and hit her head. So you said that she fell and hit her head? Yeah, she fell and hit her head. Well, what was she doing? She was, yeah, well, I don't know. Like, yeah, it would be kind of difficult to explain that, though.
She hit her head, sir. Well, where did she hit her head? On the floor.
We're not going over. Why y'all overanalyzing this? See, that's what I'm saying.
Because it just so happened to be just a sporadic moment of actually playing this out in my head. Like, how would you explain this to the nurse in the ER? Forget the nurse in the ER. Forget the triage. How do you explain this? Without you looking, you're going to jail.
Like, in your head, did the ambulance come and pick her up? Or did he drop the pickup too?
No, he took
her.
It wasn't that serious. But could you imagine?
Y'all don't have to do this. You really don't. You don't have to do this.
Like,
It would be so terrible but funny all at the same time. Like, it just, oh, gosh.
You know? Well, and you know what's so funny? I have some friends that work in the hospital, and they're the people who work in administration, you know, the ones who ask you about your insurance and all that. And it's like, you know, what you doing here? I hit my head. Girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, my friends, they like to, you know, talk to you and try to make you feel better. But, yeah. You know, and what if you have a male doctor? You have to say, you know, with her. You know what? Never mind.
You see how this went too far? This went too far 2 minutes ago. You see what I'm saying? See? It went too far 2 minutes ago. Like, after I said what I said, that should have been it. Next story. But y'all, you know, you took this too far.
Okay. So, I don't have any other awkward moments, but obviously my Facebook friends have already started. Janine says, when they can't get or stay hard or come quick. So that's that awkward moment of like, what's your problem? What's your issue? Tevian says, when you hit me from the back and the chick's wig fall off and you see the matted dread cornrows she had under there. Oh, let me tell you, that would make everything in me want to throw up. I promise you, that's just that's nasty. Bitch, you need your ass whooped, but not taking care of yourself under that. That's just nasty. My response to him was yikes and yuck. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. As I think back over my sexual life, I really haven't had. You know what? I take that back. It was at one time that we was trying to be different. And all my blood was rushing to my head. And I felt like I was about to pass out. We was doing upside down type stuff.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. What were you doing now?
We were doing some upside down. We were doing some upside down type stuff where obviously my head is hanging off the end of the bed. Like, it was too much. I felt dizzy, and I just had to stop what I was doing and say, hey, we need to change this because my blood is rushing to my head, and I feel like I'm about to pass out. So, but then afterwards, I was fine. Mm-hmm. What? It's the way I said it. I think I was fine. And we were like, how can I explain? Like, it's just, I think we talked about this because I sent a picture to y'all and saying, this is what I was talking about. This is what we were doing. But I think that was the only one. Yeah.
No, I didn't get that picture. Yeah. You need to resend it. No, I didn't get it. No,
I can't even remember what happened to that at this point in life. But it was more of she was a girl. She was hanging off the side of the bed. She was kind of tied up a little bit. But he was, you know, fucking her mouth or whatever. But her hair was hanging out. So my hair was just hanging out too far. Instead of being on the bed a little bit, my tail was just hanging off a little bit too far.
Oh, yeah. And you short, so that's not far. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Hey. Not like ugly. Okay. That ain't got nothing to do with me being short. That ain't got nothing.
Did you hear those?
I heard them. I'm tall. Just let you all know.
You are tall. Mm-hmm. All 5'2".
Listen, don't let the 5 foot fool you.
You're right.
Them 2 inches count? Don't let the 5 foot fool you, the 2 inches count?
I don't want any of it. Just know that much.
You said the 2 inches count, the 5 foot. Don't let it fool you, because the other 2 inches count.
So, there you go. I'm tall. But anyway, I think that was my awesome moment, because I didn't pass out or nothing else.
Well, that's good. So, Thomas, you ever had an awkward moment?
My awkward moment is
it's awkward, but it's not really awkward. So I was having sex in my bathroom. Now, there were people at my house. This is going on, so I didn't give a fuck. So I'm sitting up there, I'm doing what I do in the bathroom, and I told my brother I'd give him some money. Now, my brother was high, so he really did not give a fuck at this point in time. So he just opened the door, and he just did not close the door at all, but I'm still going, and it's like, do you see I'm busy right now? He's like, all right, I understand that. Well, then close the fucking door. No, but I really need the money right now. Okay, when I get done, I will give you the money. But I really need to go right now. Motherfucker, if you don't close the goddamn door, you pissed me off so bad. You pissed me off so bad. I just had to pull out and just go on my own. You pissed me off. Just, you know, so it was awkward because it's like, you know, I realize I'm fucking right now. It couldn't have waited maybe 10 minutes. All of 10 minutes. Okay. No. That's about as awkward as it gets.
Oh no, I got another one. This is funny. So I was with this one particular person, and I was giving him head, right? Just giving head. I didn't think I was doing anything spectacular, but apparently I was. So apparently he's getting ready to come, and he just starts farting.
Oh, he's a gassy guy. Oh, that's what they're talking about now on my post. They're talking about people and their gas.
he just starts. It was gross at the time, but now it's actually hilarious. I don't know. Maybe it was too good. It was too much. I don't know. I didn't think I was doing anything special, but apparently, it just.
Well, here's my thing with some of these people who that are saying, you know, when she passed this gas. Well, first of all, let me say this: your fuha can make that noise as well because it's getting good to it. So I need them to understand that not all the time is that coming from her rear. So, yeah. Now, oh, God, wait a minute. So, okay, they are going full-fledged high-ass mess on my post. Allison says, vomiting while trying to give deep throat. Hold it. First of all, bitch, you ain't got no goddamn good gag reflex, and you don't need to do that shit. That's nasty.
Well, hold on. In her defense, some people like the whole, you know, gagging sound. I'm just saying.
I mean, you can gag, but the full flesh throwing up.
Well, you know, that's what gagging do for some people, you know.
Okay, so listen, one time. Listen,
this one time in band camp.
So I was having a conversation with someone, and we were kind of reminiscing about some things, and we were reminiscing about a night that we were both skunky drunk, and I'm talking about so drunk to the point of he passed out in the living room. I finally somehow got to the bedroom. We slept in separate places. We in the same house, but he slept on the couch and I slept in the bed because I made it. And then the next morning, he wanted to have sex. Well, I had a hangover, and I felt like I had to throw up. So I didn't want to give head. I didn't want to. I felt like if I continued to put this in my mouth, I'm going to throw up on it. That's how I felt. And they were like, you know, that wasn't the best that I had. I said, let me tell you, you know, normally I bring my egg. And they were like, yeah, you do. I said, well, look, listen, I was hungover. And every time that you try to put it in my mouth, I felt like I was going to throw up. So we don't need to do that if I'm hungover. We might need some other options because that's not going to happen. Because, y'all, I promise you, I feel like I was going to throw up, and I didn't want to throw up on that. Because then we would have been no longer friends. He would have tried to quit me.
Yeah, I mean, that, I think that that's violation number one. Like, you don't throw up on the dick. That's rule number one. You don't do that. That's a violation. That's like, yeah, you'll get quit for stuff like that. Like, you can make a little gagging sound, but you can't throw up on it. Like, once you throw up on it, like, you've tarnished it and they no longer like you.
Like, nobody else wants to be on it. Like, you messed up this business. Like, I got to throw this away. I got to go get a new one.
Yeah, like, you've tarnished it. Now it has to, like, it has to be washed and buffed all over again. Like, you didn't, you know what I'm saying? You didn't hurt his feelings and everything.
Somebody.
Yeah. Like, I mean, as a guy, like how do you bounce back from that ever? Because, like, how do you get that out of your head? Because I know guys are visual, so my thing is, I think, when I think of that, I think every time somebody's in that position, I just see that, and I know, you're not doing that.
That's just like if somebody, just like for a woman, if somebody goes down on you in a bad way and they hurt your shit, you don't want to no more.
No, not at all.
Don't you put your mouth on me. I don't want you. Mm-mm, that is not a requirement for you anymore. Matter of fact, pack your shit, let's go. Time for you to go.
Absolutely.
I quit you.
You are absolutely fired. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Don't you do that. What? I will make you lose your pieces to keep on. That's so funny. Did you not? Okay, that's sidebar. I'm not even going to encourage it this time. It's like people are liking what other people say, but they don't never comment on stuff. Like, why don't y'all stop being nosy? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, like, but, okay, another one from Allison. She said that having your cycle come down and mess up the bed. Yeah, that's that.
That's just nasty. That's.
No. Some of y'all knock it on. Like, sometimes it could be like a few more days before it happened, and some of y'all will do it too rough and it come on.
Yeah,
we can't control it. You
can't be digging for treasure all the time. Like, be easy. Like, what you doing?
All right. I understand that. Yes, you know. Hey, you know, it do get rough from time to time. You know. But if you know in the next week or so, let him make a note. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because I'm like that. Like if I know it's coming on Monday, like I'll try to, you know, keep it cool. Like from Thursday till Monday. But I won't.
Make a note, because, you know, it ain't nothing to knock it down. It's just, you know, the point of, you know, the after effect.
You be all right.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
You'll be all right. What? You'll be all right. I mean, what would happen once you get married and you and your wife want to have sex and keep going? Because some women, I'm not going to say most, and I'm not going to say all, some women are really horny on their cycle. They're horny right before. They're horny doing. during and horny right after. So, that one did. Okay.
I can't do it. Like, if like beforehand, I'm all for it. After the fact, I'm definitely all for it. But when it's happening, I don't want you looking at me. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. Don't bother me. Just let me be in my corner for my 7 days, and then that's it. Like, that's how I feel.
Seven,
like,
days.
Anytime, 7 days, because I'd be worried. So I take an extra 2 days just to make sure that everything went away.
Good job.
I don't want no slip ups. So you just let me be for my 7 days. If you want to talk to me, you write it down on a sticky note and get it to me. I just need snacks. I need brownies and salt and vinegar potato chips, and I need soda. Other than that, just let me be for 7 days. After that, I'm good. Ain't no during. Mm-mm. I don't want you breathing on me. Don't touch me. I couldn't imagine running the red light.
Well, I ain't gonna leave it.
Not for everybody.
No,
it's
not for everybody. And my ass and my mouth ain't broke, and so therefore I'm okay. We're gonna put down this burgundy towel, and we're gonna go to get it because
no,
it's got needs. What?
No burgundy towel.
Yep.
Just
we ain't putting no white.
Just
cause of mercy.
No towels. No
burgundy.
No towels.
Did you say no towel?
No towels. No, you better off just doing it in the shower. Better off just doing it in the shower.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We still gonna do it. Well, so yeah, it don't hurt or nothing. What?
She's trying to make a compelling argument.
Yeah, like nobody even thought it would hurt. Like, nobody said anything about it hurting. Like, what? It don't hurt. Okay. We didn't think it did, but now that you confirmed that it doesn't.
You sound like a dude. Just like, come on, let me put it in your butt. It ain't gonna hurt. I promise you, it ain't gonna hurt. Once I get the head in.
Let me just put the head in.
Once I get the head in, that's the hard part. God, no.
Oh, God.
Oh,
okay, y'all stupid. What's wrong with y'all?
Once the head again, that's it. Once the head again.
No. You forgot the other part, Thomas. Now you got to relax. Relax all your muscles. Just relax.
Listen, I ain't even talking about it.
Listen, don't move. Don't run.
Don't move.
Don't move. Just stay still. That's all you got to do. Just stay still.
And relax.
Just stay still. I promise you it won't hurt.
And relax.
All right, it may hurt a little bit, but. Yeah, it may hurt a little bit, but just
it don't
please,
hurt.
Relax. I promise, relax. You'll be all right.
It don't hurt. I promise you it don't hurt. It don't hurt. Just a little pinch.
Wait a minute. What? Just a little pinch. I don't want a pinch.
She didn't get that memo.
I sure enough didn't, because that shit sobered me smooth up. I was drunk as hell. That shit sobered me right on up. Oh, no, sir. We're not doing this. No, sir.
Forgive me if I like nights of three-hole action. I'm sorry. I like it. So,
I'm not saying that I
should have. She put on a little kid voice.
Yes, she did. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Let me tell you, I have a better attitude the next day. I feel like everything has been taken care of. I don't feel like nothing's been left out. You know how sometimes like, I feel like I left something out.
No. When I finish fucking, I don't feel like I left something out. I don't feel like that.
But I'm just saying, like, there's something like if you like it, like all three, like sometimes it's like I need all three at this very moment. I need it all.
Oh,
mine
my.
Is real triple threat. Mine is triple threat.
He called it a triple threat.
You need it all. Sometimes. Not all. It's not like it's every day you need it all. It's just like
sometimes.
Mine's just the triple threat.
It's okay. It doesn't hurt.
He said, all you got to do is just, you know, just try and see what happens.
You might like that.
Well, Imash, when I want to convince a young lady to try, I will definitely recommend your speech. I definitely recommend you to talk to her.
Send her on over. I will talk to her in my nice, calm voice and soothing and understand. Oh, just relax. Let it come to you. Just relax.
Just let it take you over.
Just empty out your mind. Let him control you. Yeah, all right.
Amar's gonna talk you into some bullshit. Amar's gonna have you butt naked doing some weird shit with that little soothing
hey.
Ass voice. Yeah,
hey.
Uh-huh.
Is that what happened to you? Taylor, is that
no.
what happened to you? Yeah. It sounds like you're speaking from experience.
That, you know what? That happened did talk me into some bullshit one time. What did you talk me into doing?
What are you talking about? Now you grown as hell. What are you talking about?
No, what was it? Oh, hanging off the side of the bed. Mom giving head. She was the one that talked me into doing that dumb shit. That's what she said. Talking to her on the phone. I was like, well, I guess I could try it. It don't sound that bad.
I ain't got no problem with it. As long as my head ain't hanging out to the point of where I lose blood circulation, I'm fine. I can hang off the side of the bed.
What is with you with this little baby voice? What is happening right now? I don't know. What is this?
I don't know.
Natural What is happening? Oh, all her personality is coming out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But did you die?
And I haven't been.
That's her question.
But did you die?
But
no,
did
I
you
didn't.
Die?
No, I. No, I didn't die. I didn't die. I didn't die.
See. So, I didn't tell you it was going to be bad. I didn't tell you to jump off of a bridge. Until you
no.
hit it head first. I didn't know. I didn't tell you to do any of that.
No, this is true.
Anything I tell you will be for your benefit. It will.
Listen,
I will not tell you anything that will hurt or harm you in any way.
Amaz, I think you used to be a pimp in a previous life.
I didn't know about it. What are you talking about?
I think that you used to be a pimp in a previous life because you sound like a pimp. Like you sound like I'm telling you, if all else fails in life, you could be a pimp. That's it. If shit just drastically changes, that's your fallback career. You could be a pimp. you just hold her by her hand and be like, listen, I'm not going to tell you nothing that's going to hurt you. I'm not going to show you nothing that's going to hurt you, baby. I just want you to, whatever I show you is going to make you feel good, baby. You understand me?
Oh, Lord. You know what? I could have been one.
See, that's what I'm saying, see?
I mean, you know, for some extra cash, like, listen. So for some extra cash when I was in college, I used to work for this guy who ran an escort service. I used to answer the phone. So,
oh,
I mean, I was
okay.
Sitting back and I used to watch stuff. So.
Well, now we know.
Oh, okay. I used to be the pimp's apprentice. I got you. All right. All I used to do
was answer the phones and
take notes.
I would answer the phone, set the girls' dates up. If they needed a ride, I would take them because that was an extra $100 for me because they were, you know, they would get money. So, you know. But yeah, it was just some little extra cash on the side that I would do. I wouldn't go on no dates or nothing. I would just sit there and answer the phone, and I had a book that I had to go from. Like, they would say, oh, I want a girl who's 5'6", brown hair, whatever color. Okay, I got a girl like that. I'll get her in contact with you. You know, nothing too hard. You know, mm-hmm. I was in college. I took it to college. You know, when I went to college, I said, I'm going to experience college. I'm going to experience this life. I'm going to, and you know, that's when the Players Club had just come out and I was in high school. And my friends, I'm going to strip to go through college. I ain't about to do it. I'm going to work to get to college. But yeah, it was just something to do.
Yeah, you worked.
So you just decided to work for a pimp.
I mean,
it was okay.
Quick money. I mean, it was quick money. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't introduced nobody to it. I ain't lead nobody to the water and told them to drink. I ain't do none of that.
You sure?
I'm positive I ain't do that. I ain't do that. Because I ain't tell nobody. I ain't tell nobody what I was doing. Because it would be either like, the calls were forwarded to my cell phone. So I would do that and then... Nobody knew.
Hi, good evening. Hi, how are you? What can I do you for this evening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me get a blue hat with green eyes.
And I need her for such and such hours because I'm going to this function. Okay, I'll get you in contact with her. Call back, or she'll give you a call. Yeah. And then it was quick and easy. It wasn't nothing too bad. Now, what they did on them days ain't got shit to do with me. But, hey.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world was he? Well, I don't think he understood the question. But I was going to move along to next. So, the next topic. Yes. How do you tell somebody, okay, is there a right way and a wrong way to reject someone?
Absolutely. Absolutely, there's a wrong way. Yeah, there's a wrong way to do it. You don't have to be rude, and you don't have to be disrespectful. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you could just be like, no, thank you. Or, no, I'm not interested. Like, you know, but you don't got to go to the extreme. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Okay, I get what you're saying. So,
yeah.
Let's flash back to my adventure of the day. Let's flash back to that. Because before you brought this topic to hand, I had gone through this already today. Okay, so first of all, I don't know if y'all know what Andy's is or not. It's a little restaurant that sells, like, diner food. Well,
okay.
Andy's on my side of town had closed. But the thing is this. they reopened on the other side of town up under another name. Okay, I found this out yesterday. So I said today, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to get me this little chicken thing that they serve. It's so awesome. I wanted one. And they serve orangeade, which is like lemonade. But, okay, so I'm driving down the road. Hello.
Hello.
Uh-oh. See? This story was about to be juicy. That's why my phone cut off.
Well, that's interesting.
Poor little thing.
Poor little thing. Yeah, Kayla, so let's talk about you.
What about me, Thomas? Let's talk
you
about
and
you.
Your escapades over. What would you like to talk about, Thomas?
Talk about you and where you was at last week, sir.
Sleep. Like I told you in the inbox, my ass was sleep.
Sleeping
on the
okay, I do apologize. I think I got disconnected, but I wasn't finished with my story. Okay.
Well, I was sleep.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know that.
Sure, buddy.
No, I really
but
was.
Anyway.
I literally went to sleep at like
we're going to get back to that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that later.
Your story is
better. No, because it's funny. As it goes on, it gets funny. So I'm down the street. I'm driving down the street. So this guy who is on the passenger side of this car sticks his head out the window. Hey, girl. First of all, who in the hell are you talking to? That's one. So I'm like, okay, he ain't talking to me. It's nice here. It's 80 degrees. My window's down. I'm having a good time. So, you know, I get to a light, and my friend Tasha has called me at this point. I'm talking to her, and he was like, hey, pretty girl in the truck. Hey, give me a call. My number is whatever his number was. I looked at him like, have a good day. And kept pushing. Now, I could have been rude and said, first and foremost, you look stupid hanging your ass out there, got that window of that car. Two, why aren't you at work at this time of day? I know you don't have a schedule like mine. Not many companies have a schedule like mine. So, I don't understand. But I could have been rude. I just simply looked at him and kept it pushing, and I did about 30 trying to get, well, I tried to speed off and get through the light because I wasn't about to deal with it. He's not too cute either. Like, at all. Like, it was dirty. But, so yeah.
What?
What?
It looked dirty. He looked like he was dirty. Is that what you just said? That's what you said.
And I feel like I can't even wash the bags in a little while.
Mm-mm. No, sir. Oh, my goodness.
Why? You look dirty.
Oh,
and so you can be nice about it. You can say, you know, like if somebody's like, hey, pretty lady, and you're looking at them like your teeth is three shades of the color of cheese, so I don't know what's going on with your teeth. You know, I'm like, oh, thank you, and keep it pushing. You ain't got to be like, oh. You know, even though you want to, but you ain't got to go.
I ain't got to. Not everybody's going to be your cup of tea.
Now, if we look at the other side of rejection, where it's a sexual side of rejection, like you feel like you want to be in, you know, want to mess with your dude or whatever, and he ain't really feeling it tonight, I look at that as a form of rejection because are you trying, I mean, what's your reason that you don't want to tonight? That's for me. I need reasons. I need to know why we ain't having sex.
So let me get this straight. Like, so when guys say no, that actually means no? Like, it means no? Like, when we say no, it means no. But when they say no, it actually means no? Like, just no?
Yes, some guys actually mean no. Even if you don't believe it, they mean no.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, damn. Because I thought no meant I want to, but I just want you to take it from me. That's not what that means.
Depends on the guy. Sometimes, you know, it'd be like that. Sometimes you do want to do what she do, but at the same time, sometimes, like, you really know the difference when a guy says no. Like, when a guy says no, it's really, like, no. Like, all right, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, the answer is no. Like, I've told women no before. Do they get mad? Sure. Hey, be all right. You'll live. It's not the end of the world. You will not die.
All right.
It's just because people don't, you know, take it too lightly.
Gotcha.
But we all know, now we all know, Taylor is the one that just does not believe in that.
No.
Taylor doesn't believe in no, you guys. Taylor, you make your mate have safe words, don't you? They have to have
no,
safe words.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. He does not have a safe word. I don't think he has a safe word.
Really?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
No, he don't have a safe word. No.
Okay. You say so, Taylor.
No, I mean, there was like a couple of times where he was like, you know, no. And then I was like, all right, well, to me, like, it wasn't a convincing no. So I'm assuming that you want me to, you know what I'm saying, you just want me to go for it. Well, he didn't, well, I mean, he didn't tell me to get off him at no point, so I guess it was all right.
Or maybe he just realized that you weren't going to stop.
I mean, he nutted and stuff. So did you rape him? Like, why does that sound like that? That's not what happened.
Because that's what it sounds like. I'm telling you, it sounds like you raped him.
No, I didn't. I promise you, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't tell me to get off him. He didn't tell me to stop.
How many guys do you know are actually going to turn down something?
I don't know. Guys do turn it down. That's what I'm saying.
If you're already in the process, I'm just saying, you know. Well, all right. Okay. Might as well.
No. He was enjoying himself. He was moaning and everything. He told me, don't stop.
Well, this is after he's already told you no, and then you decided to go forward with it anyway, so.
But I'm saying, it wasn't like a stern no. It was like a punk-ass no. So I just took it as
no, regardless of how no comes out.
So basically, you raped him because it sounded like he was just playing.
I didn't rape.
You raped him. It's okay.
That's not what happened.
Admit that you raped him. As long as you admit it, everything's all right.
But the moment that you deny it.
That's your ass. I'm telling you.
That's not what happened. I was like, you know, hey, what's up? He was like, no, I'm really tired. I was like, oh, okay. Right. So I said, oh.
Wait, so you hit him with the, hey, what's up? What you doing?
So listen.
Let me see your pants real quick.
So listen. So then he was like, I'm really tired or whatever. And I was like, all right. So then, you know, I waited the 5 minutes and I tried again. And then he was like, no, I'm still tired. Like, I don't really want to. But it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a convincing no. It wasn't like, no, bitch, like, no. It was like, nah, it sounded like he was confused. So I thought in my mind.
You have to make a decision.
Yes.
See what happens. See, fellas, listen. You have to be very convincing in your argument. When you say no, mean it. Don't sit up there and just give a half-assed no. You have to mean it. Because if not, it was going to break you.
She don't take it.
I did. Oh, my gosh. He enjoyed it. He had fun.
Doesn't mean that you. So he said no.
But he had fun, no.
So he said no. Because if it's anywhere else, if the shoe's on the other foot and you say no, all hell breaks loose.
Well,
I ain't really going to tell him no. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, I mean, see, here's the thing, though. Oh my! Here's the thing, though. It was
what?
I'm sorry. I got a text message and it just threw me off.
Here we go.
What was the text message about?
I'm not gonna tell you what the text message was about. It was a nice text message. That's all I'm gonna say. It was nice. But here's the thing.
They were getting
tonight. Absolutely. What?
I ain't getting no text message.
I'm sorry.
I got a long day tomorrow. I don't need no text message. Yeah, it's fine. But anywho, back to you and just taking the dick instead of just a mess, Lord God.
Well, I mean, the next day we got up in the morning. He wasn't upset. He didn't feel no type of way. He didn't call the police on me, so it was okay.
He
liked
scared.
It. He wasn't scared.
He was scared.
He's not scared of me.
He was afraid. He was afraid that you would do it again.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He was afraid that you were going to do it again. He was afraid that you were going to handcuff him. That's what he was afraid of.
No, I don't have the right bed for that, but I'm working on it.
You don't need a bed. No.
No, because you got to handcuff him to the headboard. It's like, that's like, what are you talking about?
You don't need a bed. You don't need a bed. I promise you, you don't need a bed.
Oh,
I'm confused about what
that.
You're talking about.
All right, I see where you're going with that. You could just do it in the front. It don't matter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I was thinking, like, over, at least over the head, so at least you got the okay. I see that. I see where you're going with that.
Look at it this way. Look at it this way.
I see where you're going.
Look at it this way. You have a chair.
Uh-huh. Got a couple of them.
Okay. Handcuffs his hands behind the chair.
Oh.
You know damn well she is not capable of doing that in that chair, as clumsy as she is. She failed getting all her panties in some heels.
Well, this, I would not recommend
first
that Taylor do this.
Wait a minute. First of all, but see, first of all, I didn't appreciate all that shade that just came my way because I had one minor accident.
Didn't you just throw shots at her earlier?
I did.
You just threw shade at her earlier.
You know
well,
what?
She did.
I'm just going to sip on my drink. You're right.
Don't act like that when my shade is shadier, honey.
Don't act like that.
But anyway,
okay.
I have a question. And this is off state topic. Do y'all think, like, if you go for a long period of time, your body starts reacting to the fact that you ain't getting none?
Absolutely, just for you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, now. All right. Wait, now repeat the question again.
Shut up.
Like, do you
absolutely.
Feel like if you go for a long, like you're used to getting something all the time? It's just like when a crackhead goes through withdrawal, like they ain't getting the crack no more, so their body starts changing. Do you think it's possible that people go through that chemical imbalance when they're not getting any pay?
Absolutely.
Well, yes, people go through a chemical imbalance when they don't have sex. I mean, it's bag on sex.
Especially you, Amaj. Like, 2 weeks? After 2 weeks? Honey, listen. All that country come out your voice, honey.
There's no happy Amaj during that time frame. There's no happy Amaj.
I'm not talking like attitude wise. Like your body starts reacting to it. Like you start feeling sick. I'm just asking.
Yes, there is.
Like,
Yes, there is.
Okay.
There is a like it can when you're deprived of something for a while. I mean, your body does react differently to it. I mean, it's like you
like
for people who don't eat pork. People who used to eat pork but don't eat pork anymore, like, your body, you know, starts to withdraw from it, so your body is readjusting to it. So your body is readjusting
right.
to
a
not
having
pork.
A lot of my friends get headaches if they eat, like, a piece of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. That's all.
There's nothing wrong with you on that note.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I was asking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm about to request it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm here to answer questions, yep.
He said yep.
Okay. That's a question. That was my question.
So let's talk about attitude. So let's talk about attitude wise then.
What about it?
Let's talk about
it.
You're right.
My attitude is fine. I have not choked nobody out in I don't know how long. I'm fine. I'm okay.
Well, I mean, that comes with the territory. You'd be surprised. Like when I don't get any for a while, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me at all. I don't want to talk to you unless it's pertaining to that. If you're not talking to me about giving me some sex, I don't want to fucking talk to you at all.
Well,
and I am just as mean and as rude as can be. Don't fucking talk to me. Like, yeah. Like my homegirl, like, and I don't do it intentionally. I just don't want to have a conversation with you. I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to do anything if they don't involve me getting some sex. Anything.
Oh, wow.
Like, I will literally cuss you out just because.
Well, all right.
Who in the hell is making a concoction? Sounds like we have a.
Oh, sorry. That was me. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Are you pouring more liquor?
Absolutely.
Are you pouring liquor?
Absolutely. Sorry about that. I was thirsty, and that's all there is to drink after 11 o'clock on Friday.
So basically, Taylor's getting ready for her session.
Absolutely.
Taylor says she's going to get all of that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And see, that sounded like a nice big glass, too, wasn't it?
It was.
My hair is pretty damn good.
Awesome.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, there's a chemical imbalance there. It has to be. It makes you feel like you have too much of, like, you need a relief. Shit. Got pressure on my inside. that's what it feels like. I'm just saying that's what it feels like. I will speak from some past experiences. That's what it feels like. It feels like pressure there. And there's nothing anybody can do until you get what you want. So, yeah. Mhm. Yep. Sure enough. I just wanted to know what other people felt like. I was thinking maybe someone was in the world alone, and maybe they weren't. You know. Yeah.
Mhm. Well, shout out to everybody who feels the pressure right now. I salute you. We'll get you a nut somewhere.
And you know what? Even if you try to take care of it through masturbation, it's still heavy. Still heavy. You need some pressure. You need another body giving you that pressure. That's all you need. You know? And I understand. I have your friend. If you want to talk to me, you can talk to me because I'm going to help you. And we're going to teach you some things that's not going to hurt you or hinder you in this life. Mm-hmm. And that was not in my pimp voice, so that y'all know.
What?
That wasn't in my pimp voice. I'm just saying. You know, come on over, sit beside me, and teach you a little thing or two. Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I learned about pimps.
What?
They have multiple voices.
What?
They have multiple voices.
Ooh.
They'll tell you.
Okay.
I ain't going to tell you this because, you know, of X, Y, and Z.
What was that? What was that? Okay. All right. You ain't going to tell us. That's all right. Now, okay, as we kind of go into the last 30 minutes of our little show here. So, Thomas, I heard you asleep last week.
Yeah, I damn sure was.
Mm.
Like, if y'all had the week that I had, like, work being, because I have to deal with a petty ass supervisor.
Oh Lord,
and
you
so,
ain't the only person who got to deal with no petty ass supervisor. But okay, I deal with that bitch
right.
Every day.
Right, I so do I. So now with this lady, it's very well known that you know what I work. Like when I work, I work. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. I don't need you to coach me. I don't need you to guide me. You tell me what to do, and I do it. It's pretty simple. This lady, she want to nitpick about this. She want to nitpick about her, so on and so forth. Nobody got time to be dealing with you and your goddamn attitude because you want to be wishy-washy. She a Gemini. Now, I understand, you know, they can be a bit wishy-washy. They can be a little bit fickle and all of that good shit. But you're at work. Leave all your fucking personal problems at home.
Absolutely.
So Friday, I worked. Yeah, so Friday I worked. But I didn't get to work. She, you know, she made a big fucking deal about people on her staff and this, that, and the third. It ain't that many of us on the goddamn staff that work at that building. So she made a big deal about me leaving because I go do overtime at another building. No, you can't go. You got to wait until 4 o'clock. All right, my regular shift, I get off at 4 o'clock, but you know I leave early. Every day when I, you know, when I have to go work overtime elsewhere. How the fuck do you think that I'm going to stay here until 4 o'clock to deal with you and sit here with you and be miserable? Fuck no. So she got real upset because I called her supervisor. Yeah. She want to have big fucking fit and this, that, and there, so on and so forth. And she just want nitpick all fucking day. Nobody got time for her. So, yeah, you know, between that and work, yeah, I was asleep. All right, shit. I really was fucking asleep. But y'all ain't missing no way. Y'all had a good time anyway.
Yeah, y'all was just. We had some good talk. We talked.
Mm-hmm.
Like normal.
We talked. We had a bunch of giggles. All
mm-hmm.
that fun stuff.
Couple laughs. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no worries. I'm glad you ladies enjoyed yourself. Because it's always a bunch of laughs when you two get together, except for when one of you is in your feelings, and then, you know.
Excuse what you mean with somebody in their feelings? What you trying to say?
That when somebody gets in their feelings, it becomes a whole totally different show. Not too many laughs are had, you know. The tone becomes serious and things of that such.
Hmm. All right, that's how you really feel.
No, that's just what I see.
I apologize. For some reason, Blog Talk Radio keeps knocking me off the phone line tonight. So what are y'all talking about now?
Just random stuff.
Thomas was talking about how we get in our feelings, and then the show is not fun anymore.
I never said it wasn't fun.
That's what he said. He said when we get in our feelings, we ain't fun. And the show ain't fun.
I said when one of y'all get in y'all feelings, and then the tone becomes serious. And I said there are no more laughs.
That ain't what he said.
That
ain't what he said. That ain't what I heard. That ain't what you said.
Taylor.
Stop lying.
Taylor.
Stop lying. That ain't what you said.
Taylor. You can't misconstrue my words. You better quit playing, Taylor. You better quit playing. Hey, whoever it is that's coming to give Taylor some dick tonight, please make sure you give her a good helping. A nice, strong helping.
He is. He is. He's going to give me some good dick. But that's beside the point. The point is, that ain't what you said.
That is what I said.
That's not what you said.
Go ahead, listen back to it and then let me know next week, okay?
I sure will.
Because you ain't hearing right. All you hear is dick in your head.
That is not true. I can hear clearly. I wear glasses. I can't see too good, but I can hear.
Yeah, that's all I said.
Okay, so there's a lady who shared a story of awkward moments on my Facebook page, and it's a story. She says, true story, you finally invite your cop boyfriend to spend the night at your house, and in the middle of having sex, and he thinks he hears something. But before you can say anything, he quickly jumps up butt naked, grabs his gun, and aims it at the door in a cop stance. It's your puppet wondering what's going down in the bedroom and why the door is shut. Oh, no. I quit him the next day. Wow. The puppet was scared, and your boyfriend was about to shoot the puppet.
So you quit him the next day because he was about to shoot the
puppet. He almost shot the puppet.
But did he know that she had a puppet?
He may not have. He probably got the puppet that day. I don't know. But you can't. Sometimes dogs don't like closed doors. Dogs don't like closed doors, and they want to know why my owner.
Especially if they used to being in the room with you, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not disputing that at all. I'm not disputing that. Now, you remember how I said y'all should want a nigga when, you know, when your monthly period come on, you know? It's the same thing. Warn somebody.
Warn somebody that got a puppy?
Yes. Let them know.
I ain't got the
puppy. That way he don't go pulling out.
My house.
Okay. That's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
I ain't got to tell you about nothing. All I got to tell you is that I got neighbors and that's it. Why are you bringing your gun to my house anyway?
Maybe he just left from the job, right?
Then you should have left your work registered gun at work.
Maybe he has a license to carry elsewhere, too. I don't know.
I don't care. I'll bring that in my house.
Okay, so
I got my own gun in my house. I don't need you to bring yours.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. We ain't going to skip over that statement. So you got to shoot him up bang bang in your house?
I was made sure that I had one when I went to live by myself, yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm not arguing. I just okay.
Yeah, I am a woman who lives by myself. So, yeah. Oh yeah. And I know how to shoot it. Yeah. I ain't no thug or nothing. Don't let the world think that I ain't a thug. But you ain't, don't come around here and like you ain't get good sense.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You said don't come around here.
Don't come around here. Like the other morning when I got back from on one of my adventures, I noticed that one of my neighbor's cars had been broken into. So, you know, we ain't about to tolerate no stuff like that right around here. So, yeah. What? Had an early morning adventure. Well, late night adventure. But anyway.
Oh, okay. She was out getting some dick, and then she came home.
No.
And she found out that her birthday.
No. I didn't get any. I didn't get none. I promise I didn't.
All right, she was out sucking his dick, and then that's when she found out that her name was Carl.
Yo, go to out here sucking dick.
That's not what I was doing. I was checking on the thick and shut in.
Okay, then, never mind. She wasn't out fucking, and she wasn't out sucking no dick. She was running errands.
She was feeding him.
No, I was checking on the thick and the shut in. My friend is sick right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone to speak.
Did you feed him?
No, I did not. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all.
Yes, she did.
But he
she
wasn't
was,
hungry, not
she,
one bit.
She
not
fed
one
him,
bit.
She fed him some pussy soup. That's what she fed him.
No, I did not.
She said, here, you want to sweat that out real quick? I got you. I'm going to put this on your face real quick. Just breathe.
No.
Nope. Just breathe it in. Just breathe it in like you do saline. It'll help your nostrils. Nope.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just like Vaseline. That's it. Just let me sit there and then just breathe. That's all you got to do.
That is vapor rub. That is not Vaseline.
Oh, you
mean Vic? There you go. That shit. There you go. Yeah, Vic. There you go. Just let me put it on your chest. Let me put it on your chest. You'll be all right.
With your chest.
Mm-hmm. Gotta inhale. Mm. Inhale.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mosh, it's okay. We love you all the same, Mosh. We just want you to be honest with you. It's okay if you put it on his face.
I mean, it's okay
if
you was out sucking and fucking. We don't judge you. It's okay.
I wasn't out doing that.
If you were sucking dick, then just say you were sucking dick. That's all.
Wait a minute. First and foremost, y'all clearly understand that I know how to say that I do that. So, therefore, I don't need you to tell me that what I was doing. If I wasn't doing it, I wasn't. So, therefore, y'all can hush your lips.
That was too many therefores for it not to be true.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't.
You get, like, what, one? You get one? Whatever. You get one in the middle of the sentence and one at the beginning? Did you say, like, three?
What you get this evening is horrible.
It's not going to be horrible. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm going to come so many times. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
I hope it's horrible. And you have to go to the ER and explain to them how your head hurts.
Nope, I'm not going to fall tonight. You want to know why? Because I'm not wearing no shoes tonight. Nope, I'm not going
to
do nothing.
Girl, you don't need to wear shoes to fall.
I'm not doing nothing that requires me to fall off anything, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're not going to do it in the bed? You can fall out the bed.
I'm not going to fall out the bed.
Okay.
She said she got you. She said she got your number.
Don't call me talking about something. I got a real burn.
No, I'm not going to get it. Well, I hope I get it
on my forehead.
No, not on my forehead.
Not on your back.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes there's always a casualty. Sometimes there's a casualty. Sometimes.
A casualty?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the word casualty. Casualty means, you know, not nothing good. Mm-mm.
It's a sacrifice.
It.
How about that?
No.
It's always a sacrifice.
No sacrifice. What sacrifice? What? You know what? Mm-mm. Taylor would just sound dangerous to have sex with.
I'm not dangerous. Why are you? Oh, boy.
I'm you not said dangerous. Casualty, sacrifice. Those are two words that I've learned in the military that aren't good.
I am not dangerous.
Those are not good words.
I'm not dangerous. Am mm-mm. I dangerous? No, right? I'm
if you got
dangerous.
To ask somebody if you are dangerous.
Is he
I'm
sitting
not.
There right now?
Yes, I'm not dangerous.
Oh, hey, is he? Can he hear us?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't he hear us? Why y'all want to put him
because
on?
Because I have my earbuds in, sir, and I'm not going to put you all on speakerphone so you can badmouth me. To him. No, thank you.
Oh, he don't listen. He don't listen.
No,
oh,
listen. Listen. All I wanted to do was just give him a bit of friendly advice.
What? And that would be what?
I'm not telling you the advice. I said I'm giving him the advice.
No, he don't need no advice. He good. He don't need no advice.
It's a bit of friendly advice. That's all.
It's not no friendly
Everyone
advice.
Everyone likes advice. It is friendly advice. It benefits you and him.
He don't need no advice. He got it under control.
All you gotta do is take the headphones out just for all of 2 seconds. That's it.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Am I switch your pet voice on?
She's not gonna pet me into giving him the phone.
All he needs to do.
You're not going to make me sound like I'm some pimp, man. You just ain't going to do it.
But you sound like a pimp, though. Like, I'm not going to, baby, know? Listen, I'm not going to tell you to do nothing that's going to hurt you. Okay, baby? I'm not going to make you do nothing that's going to make you feel good. That's how you sound when you said that. You sound just like a pimp.
Nah, ain't nobody no pimp
around
here.
I didn't say you was one. I said you were one in a former life, in a past life. You was a pimp.
Jesus Christ.
It's all right, Taylor. You ain't got to do nothing that you don't want to do. And go out here.
What are you laughing at?
You go out there and you go get you some good dick and you have a good night.
I am. I certainly am.
I can only say it. Don't worry about it. It is what it is. You do what you do, baby.
Oh my, if that's not a pimp line, I don't know what it is. Do what you do, baby. You just throwing out random pimp lines now?
I would be a good pimp. I would be a nice boy.
My girls would be taken care of. I know that much.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything to hurt them.
I'm telling you, she's just throwing out random pimp lines now. She just... I'm telling you, if all else fails in life, if shit just go bad, we get you a couple bad bitches, send them on to the gone and make your money. I promise you, you'll be okay.
She already got them on standby. She just sitting.
Wait a minute, Mom, you got home? We're talking every day.
Who ain't got no bitches? Who ain't got no bitches?
We talk every day, and I didn't know that you ain't got no hoes.
Nice. Oh, got him.
Yeah. I mean, no, I ain't got no hoes.
That was it. Yeah. Right on time.
But hang on. Which one is it? You got hoes or you don't have hoes? Because first you was like, who don't got no bitches? And then you was like, well, I don't got no hoes. So which one is it?
She got bitches.
Okay,
first of all,
if that little quote was from somewhere else, like, who ain't got no bitches, go from somewhere else.
I don't have any hoes. You don't have
hoes. Okay. All right. So you just gonna go out and find them. I feel you. It's all right. They gonna have real eyebrows and real edges, right?
Yep. Them bitches ain't gonna be talking about that goddamn mix. Bitch, you ain't not mixed with no hair thread and glue. You come on now.
No.
So they gonna have if I went and got some hoes, I would have some bad hoes. I'm tell you that now. But.
She got
them. I ain't got no hoes.
She got them.
Yes, she do. Yes, she do. She got some hoes somewhere. Yes, she do.
No, I don't. You're right.
Guys, you know a couple hoes somewhere that would love to be employed in your service.
I ain't got none.
You know a couple of them.
You know if you said, hey, listen.
All you got to do is put them to work.
If you went to them and was like, look, listen, I need you to do X, Y, and Z real quick. It's not going to hurt. It's going to make you feel good. They'd be like, oh, okay, Mom.
Mm-hmm. That'd be all right.
She knows a couple of them, at least a
That's
couple.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't know no hoes.
Not yet.
You ain't got no hoes. You know a couple bitches, too. You know a couple smart, you know. A couple promiscuous women, you know. You ain't got to know them all.
Some of them that don't mind doing something strange for a piece of change.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need right there.
Mm. That ain't right.
Listen, everything is right. The moment's right.
I am not here to exploit any other women. Fine.
We don't want you to exploit them. We just want you to put their talents to good use, that's all. I'm going to take their talents to South Beach.
Did you use a football woman?
I'm sorry. Never mind. See? Did you hear that on the low? See?
What?
All you got to do is take their talents to South Beach. That's it.
Encourage.
That's what we require. Encouragement.
The most beautiful girl in the world.
Not even South Beach. She right there to Atlanta. What is that? Take them to What is that? What is that strip club in Atlanta?
Magic City.
Take them to Magic City.
Oh,
Magic City.
Magic City no more. They go down to KOD, which is King of Diamonds.
Yeah,
okay.
King of Diamonds.
There you go. Right there. That's all your money. Right there.
Y'all are mad. Y'all is a hot mess. I am not messing with y'all tonight.
Nobody's going to hot mess.
This show
yes, you are. You
it's
are
coming
too
close. You know what? I shall not be a pimp in my new life, nor in my former.
Well, you can be a
mother.
You can be
there. Man, so listen. This girl that one of the girls, she just got busted for being having a prostitution ring. Down in Charlotte. It's a mess. Don't nobody want to do that. Even though prostitution is illegal, it's the oldest profession in the world. But, you know, ain't nobody going to jail for these hoes. So.
You ain't got to go to jail if your hoes is on point.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't getting no hoes. I'm going to work this little 9-to-5 I got. Good. So. That concludes this evening's Friday Nightcap. We will see you next week with more interesting topics and greetings. Same time,
no
same
fuckery.
Place. Huh?
Damn. Huh? What?
In here.
No
so,
fuckery.
Yeah, we'll see you
no
next
fuckery.
Week. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Out there, enjoy your weekend. I have an early one. I ain't got no kids.
He said my future baby mama.
Future baby mama.
Oh. I ain't hear the future for it. But everybody have a good weekend. That's all I'm asking you to do. I don't even want you on your best behavior. Just have a good weekend.
Okay.
Sure will. All righty. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.